Hello.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm watching Parks and Rec.
I'm going to bed. You have to put me to bed.
I'm too busy watching Parks and Rec.
What's up with all this coal?
I'm a coal miner in my spare time. I, instead of PE, I've actually taken up the extra elective of coal mining.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Nice. I hope that you don't get black lung. I like the chocolate schmutz on your face.
Yeah, I forgot to wipe it
You
off.
completely missed your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know how this happens every time I get like a circle around my mouth.
It's aggressive ice cream eating, is what that is.
Yeah, because when I eat it, I go like with my lips because I don't like using my teeth with ice cream because my teeth are so sensitive. So I have to like.
What's that got to do with your cheek?
I probably just.
I mean, it's not even close. It's like here. It's like
I
around.
melt my ice cream up so that I can just scoop it up really easily. I like soft ice cream.
You like soft salsa?
Yeah, soft serve.
Right. How was school?
School's good.
Because I forgot to ask you when I came home.
School's good.
Yeah. Did you
Yeah.
get any extra credit report information back yet?
No, I did not have that
Ah,
class today.
math class. What did you have?
I had drama, French, social science.
Oh. What? Without naming names or saying anything, that girl from the other day, was she in school? Is she still?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was there. I don't even know her name. There's no names to name.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you don't know her name.
Yeah, I
Although
got
that's
that.
disturbing as well.
It's like a really like weird long name. That's like I've never heard it before. And I've heard her
A
say it like
ethnic
twice.
name like
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
Slutnovia?
I could remember that. But it's like I don't know.
Jenna Guevelin?
Cool name.
That would be a cool name,
Jenny
isn't it?
Glovelin.
Jenna Guevelin?
Jenna Glovelin.
Jenna Guevelin. You could put that in your little scrapbook and you could name your first daughter.
Do you like how these turned out?
I
I
do.
switched the color up on it a lot. Wow, that was around my neck. Switched up the colors. It's gonna
It's
be
very
cool.
cool.
I don't have anything planned for the third day of ALA. So I might do a trickster mina.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good to know.
It's good to know, isn't it?
It is. It
Two.
is.
Bye
Which
bye,
one is
little
wrong?
Sebastian.
That means.
It's from Parks and Rec. No, not from Parks and
I
Rec.
know. I'm not going to. All right, mommy has
He would
instructed
love it,
me that I
though.
am not to hog the bed, but she's staying up and watching a little bit of Dateline. I'm going to bed. Mommy did not know that my schedule changed.
Really?
And that I have been getting up at 5 instead of 5:30,
5 instead of 5.
5:40-ish,
Oh, that
10 to
must suck.
6-ish. So,
6:30.
no, I'm out. I was out the door. I used to be out the door at 10 to 6 or 6.
That's so early.
Yeah, and
I'm so
now
glad I don't
this
have to wake
past
up that
week
early.
I have been leaving the
Yeah.
house at 5:24.
You gotta go to bed earlier then.
Don't.
You do, because you have to get up earlier.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't feel all that bad. Let me tell you about my dream, because this is what kind of freaky dream I had.
Okay.
I had a dream that I was pissed because it was 5. And I had hit the alarm, the snooze, and I was awake, waiting for 5:09 to come so that I could hit the snooze again. And in the middle of that dream, I realized, wait a minute, I need to just go to sleep because it's not time for me to get up yet. And I confirmed that by waking up and looking at the clock. Do you know what time it was?
What?
4:55. 5 minutes before my alarm went off.
That's weird.
That's the stupidest ever. So, you're not the only one entitled to crazy dreams.
Yeah, but I have really crazy dreams. There's like a space right here where I forgot to put the red in.
Seriously, you picked that whole thing up? You picked out that?
Like, it's because all of these are too thick, and this one's just one thick, and I was like, wait, why is this so thin? Like, you can see it when you really look at it, but when it's like that, you can't see it.
Hmm. Yeah, once again, nobody's going to see that. Okay, I'm going to bed, Tamara.
I know nobody's going to see it. Day, I hope you have a freaking nice sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that day, I hope you have a good day at work. Really get your boys back. Because let's have a great day today. And let's have a great day tomorrow.
Amen. Also, I'm looking for an article to write.
On?
I'm looking for an idea. That one?
No.
Good looking out.
Why are you trying to write an article? Why don't you just let it come when it comes?
Couple reasons. Number one, I'm a part of this writing group.
Oh, are they asking Facebook. You to write it?
Well, from time to time, they'll prompt.
That's cool.
But also, it's one of the exercises that they're trying to, you know, that they're one of the exercises that they promote is getting stuff on paper, you know, writing things. All right, I gotta go to bed.
You do?
I have to get to someplace quiet where I can let my stomach grumble in peace.
Yeah, it's grumbling pretty loud.
Yeah, I would take your dishes, but you're using them.
I am? Oh, yeah, I am. So,
love you.
Love you.
What's on me?
I don't know.
Well, it's from your stuff. What is this?
What is that? I don't know. What's that?
Oh, maybe this. So there's some wetness. What is this? Maybe from washing dishes? I don't sweat there.
You don't sweat mid-lower stomach?
I don't sweat mid-lower stomach, and I don't sweat in little dots.
I sweat in little dots.
Like after running, you know what? This it must be from... I was just making coffee.
It must be.
So, all right. I love you.
I didn't mean for that to sound like that.
Get some sleep.
Oh, I didn't
hey, you're not staying up late.
I'm not. I'm actually kind of tired. I have to tell you.
Tell me what?
What we did in drama today.
I want to know what you did
okay,
in drama.
Okay, I'll...
Make it quick,
yeah, I'm going to make it look quick.
We can't talk after prayer.
So, we can't talk after prayer. Okay. Okay. So, we were learning about the Middle Ages, how they did their plays. Mm-hmm. And they were all religious at the time because the church deemed all the other kinds crude.
Kinds of what?
All the other kinds of plays.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, they were all crude. They were all including murder and sex, and they were very, very crude. So they were either morality, mystery, or something else that I can't remember. Mm-hmm. They're all M's. And we got mystery, so we did the birth of Christ, and... It turned out really, really good. I was the angel, and I'll just, like, go through it really quick with you because it's pretty short. So, like, our Mary was sitting there praying, and then I came up behind her, and I said, "Do not be afraid. You will give birth to the Savior. He will be Emmanuel, do not be afraid."
Did you pull that from the Bible?
Or no, but I knew that she said that.
Oh, okay.
We made it up. All of this we made ourselves.
Nice.
And I took my fluffy jacket thing, and I, like, put it around her, and then I left. And then the wise men came, and I told them, I said, "There will be a Savior born. He is the Emmanuel. You must follow the star to find him." And they went, "Let's go. Let us bring him gifts." And it was supposed to be, like, totally serious, because that's how they did it, so we had to make it really, like, serious. But later it gets a little bit more difficult with the birth of Christ. So then Mary took the jacket that was around her, while the wise men were out there, and stuffed it underneath her shirt to make it look like she was pregnant. so many uses for this.
Yeah, it's multi-talented.
Yeah, this is my idea. Alana and I basically directed the entire thing because nobody else in our group knew the whole story of the birth of Christ. Yeah, I was surprised. Like, they didn't know a lot of it. And so our Mary and our Joseph went up to the innkeeper. They're like, we need a place to stay. I'm going to give birth. And he said, oh, there's no room. You have to stay in the barn. And so we cut to them in the barn. And we had Dorothy sitting like this, Mary. And then Q, who is the shortest one in our group, who isn't short at all. He's like 5'5". We didn't have anyone shorter than 5'5". And he had to crawl through one of her, like, we were sitting like this, and he crawled through her leg right here, and she had, like, a blanket over her and stuff. And she was sitting this way to the audience, like, you're the audience, yeah. And he sat like this in her, with his legs around so that you couldn't see them. And then we took my thing, like, right when he popped out. She took it out of her stomach and wrapped it around him so that he looked like a baby, like smaller. Yeah. That was my idea.
Wow.
To have him sit like
maybe
that.
Maybe that's your calling. Maybe directing is.
I don't know. But, yeah, and then the wise men came and they kneeled and they said, we bring you gifts, our Emmanuel. And it got really not serious at the end because they said, we brought you gifts, and Dorothy went, thank you. And right after that, you're welcome. And then everybody started laughing. But Miss Atwell said that ours was really, really good.
Good. Nicely done.
Yeah. Ours was the most, like, serious.
Awesome.
But Isaiah's group did theirs really well, too. They did the Good Samaritan, and they had, like, the guy.
The story of the Good Samaritan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they had the guy, like, laying on the floor, and they had people walking by, and Isaiah and this other girl were sitting on two chairs on either side of them, and they were being the angel and the devil. Like, on their shoulders, and they were like, just go, you don't need this right now, it'll do you no good to help him, and the other voice was like, help him, and it was getting, like, and then, yeah, it was really,
wow.
Really,
where, like, did they get the story of the Good Samaritan? Did somebody know that?
Yeah, probably.
Huh. Because you had no source material? Nobody had a Bible?
No.
Because the story of the Good Samaritan in the Bible.
Yeah.
The guy from Samaria, and the reason why that became a thing isn't a story that is really widely known.
Really?
Well, maybe.
I don't know if it's really widely known. I feel like there's a lot of Bible stories that people who aren't really religious know anyways.
Hmm.
So it was kind of like you could do the resurrection, you could do...
Yeah, some of
there's
the,
a lot of things
some
that
of the
you
specifics
could, yeah.
Of it, though, like... The quote that you had, unto you a child is born, you shall name it Emmanuel.
Yeah, I just know stuff. Do not be afraid. That's the most important thing that she
I
said.
I just know
Do
stuff.
Do not be afraid.
Oh. I love you.
I love you.